welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm your host, as always, Michael Block. If you love the podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode, and leave a 5-star review while you're there. We love a Linktree because it's got all the ways you can help support Block Talk. Visit linktree.com/MichaelBlockTalk to click on the links. We've got a link to Redbubble where you can purchase all of your Block Talk merchandise, from t-shirts to mugs to hoodies to totes, available in a variety of styles. Another link has all the platforms you can listen to the podcast, plus links to PayPal, Venmo, and Buy Me a Coffee, should you feel a desire to tip a host. What you're about to hear is an incredible and exclusive chat with the winner of Drag Race UK vs. The World 2, Tia Coffee. This little crowning check-in, we will talk what it was like to win the show, some of her favorite moments, and what is coming up next. I hope you enjoy. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Michael Block Talk, and on Twitter/X at Block Talk NYC for all the latest news, reviews, and interviews. She went from Baroness Basic to Queen of the Mother Tucking World. It's Drag Race UK vs. the World 2 winner, Tia Coffee. Congratulations. What was it like hearing RuPaul call your name as the winner of the season?
Confusing, overwhelming, very appreciated. I'm extremely grateful to Ru for that decision, but it was just super overwhelming. I can't believe it. Like, standing up there with the icon from Down Under, Hannah Conger, I kind of was like, she's made it to the final before. She's, like, pretty slay. So it might go to her. But when Ru said that, I was taken aback. It wasn't necessarily what I expected to hear, but I'm very glad that I did.
You came into the season as a completely different person. You had a lot of fun throughout the journey. How did you change your perspective to find the recipe for success this time around?
I think the irony is that I think I came into it as the same person, just with sort of a different ethos behind it. I think sort of dealing with the stuff that I've dealt with in the last year, prior to filming, sort of gave me a new mindset where I could maybe sort of take more time to like focus and enjoy life rather than stressing and being too over anxious about it, even though I am still very anxious as a human being and sometimes overthink, maybe often. But it was nice to be able to go into the experience with like fresh eyes and sort of say, This is going to be a fun experience because I'm going to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Rather than expecting someone else to make it enjoyable for me.
Now, most returning queen seasons feature queens from similar seasons. UK vs. the World had no crossover contestants. Was that easier or harder for you?
I don't know, because I knew all of them because I'm a massive Drag Race fan. So I'd like,
of course,
watch everyone in their seasons before, and sort of I knew them already. There are a lot of queens that I'd never met, like Arancha Castilla Mancha, who I felt like I knew because the internet had already called her Spanish Tia Coffee, so we were like constantly tagged in the same things. So I was just really excited to meet her and meet everyone else, and meet Hannah, who I loved on her season of Down Under. So like, yeah, I was just excited to meet everyone. I think it kind of made, was it easier? Maybe. I think if I'd gone into it with three other queens from season 2, I might not have been as mentally strong as I was this time around.
Now, we saw a lot of incredible friendships blossom in the workroom through the course of the season. With the season seemingly being less cutthroat, do you think it affected how your friendships were formed?
Well, the season was less cutthroat, and I think the season was very much like truthful, and honest in terms of like people building real relationships. And I think that was kind of good. Like it was a season of Drag Race where people can enjoy it for people being authentically themselves, being honest, building real relationships, and being camp and having
Yeah.
fun rather than like being like, I'm gonna cut the competition, shablam, flay boots, mama queen, the house. Do you know what I mean? Like it was
Yeah.
just different because it was like fun and like camp. Yeah, and I enjoy that fact.
Now, I've always said that you have some of the best talent when it comes to performing and acting and singing. Obviously, in your first season, runways were not your specialty, but you came back with some of the best runways this season. Did you have a favorite one that you brought to the show?
A favorite one of my own runways.
Yeah.
What was a favorite one of my own runways? I think probably my first runway, which was home country, because that was really important for me, because I was showcasing like the United Kingdom, where I was born, where my dad's from, but like infusing Nigerian elements into it to represent my mum. And I think that's one of my favorite things about the UK is that it is a cultural melting pot
Right.
of like diverse people. I mean, even just the four queens from the UK who are represented on this season. So like diversity in the UK. Well, three of them and then got season right now. So's John Biz, but she's Irish. So like there is that sort of like cultural melting pot, and I was really glad that I was able to showcase that on the main stage. And aside from that, pregnant alien bride, because that's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Now, obviously, when I was watching the redemption runway, I was a little surprised that you didn't have your adequate dress redemption, but you saved it for the finale, which was a brilliant choice. I got to give a shout out to our dear friend Maddie Parks, who photographed that incredible shoot with you. That photo with you and Hannah at the end was hilarious.
Oh my goodness. That was a total like not mistake, but that was a total spontaneous moment because Hannah was in the UK and she was just finishing up on something and she was like, oh, should we meet for dinner or something? And I was like, I'm actually shooting my finale. Do you want to come round? And then she came and it just so happened that me and Matty saw the adequate dress and we were like, let's pass it and ask Hannah to wear it. And she did because she's a good time gal. So I'm glad those photos have been doing the rounds because they're hilarious. And I think they sum up mine and Hannah's dynamic of being the Ant and Dec of drag. I don't know what the American equivalent of that is.
I'm not sure. We don't
What's
really have icons like that, unfortunately. Guess Ryan Seacrest
I
is our
guess I
closest.
but oh, but it needs to be two
I know,
people.
we don't really do our two people.
Oh, the Regis and Kelly of drag?
Yeah, we can make that work. That works. Now you've released
Trixie
something.
and Katya of drag. There we
There it
go.
is. There it is. You have released some incredible music. Are we going to expect more?
Of course. I've literally got an album out at the moment, which was released on the day of the finale, almost like I planned it.
Almost.
And that actually made its way into the UK album charts, which is mad. Because like no queen in the
Congratulations.
UK has done that before. Thank you. So it was a big day of sort of like for me. I guess I was the first UK queen to make it into the album charts, as well as being the first queen of color to win Drag Race in the UK. So big
Well,
day for me.
speaking of that, why is your victory so important when it comes to visibility?
I think sort of diversity inclusion has always been like an important part of the community, the queer community. And for that, I feel like it's very windy.
I can see the wind
Is it
going.
really windy? Can you hear the wind though, more
I
importantly?
can't hear the wind. You're good.
Okay, fab. Diversity and inclusion is like a huge part of the queer community, and it is often overlooked, I feel, in favor of prioritizing cis white men. So I think that's the wonderful thing about Drag Race is that especially Drag Race UK has showcased an AFAB contestant in Victoria's Gone. We've had trans contestants with Sarah and Dakota being represented. So it's sort of been a slower walk to get to a Queen of Colour sort of winning. And I think in all the UK franchises, I'm only like, I guess me and Marina were the third time a Queen of Colour had been represented, even just in the final. Fourth time, I'm lying. So that was sort of like already profound and emotional for me. And I feel like on some level, like Marina and I definitely wanted to be the top two to guarantee that that would happen.
Sure.
But at least one of us sort of got all the way to do that. It's extremely important. I mean, people need to see themselves reflected and represented. And that's the key. Like, you look at Drag Race winners from the US and you can kind of see a diverse group of people represented and reflected. And I feel like it was less true of the UK franchise. And now I'm just so proud to be the one to sort of do that and bring some diversity into the Hall of Fame. Do we call it a Hall of Fame just for like, I
I
don't
think
know.
so.
I'm calling it a Hall of Fame.
I think it works. Absolutely. You and Blue going to sit there together.
Yeah. Yay. Me and
now,
Raja O'Hara.
Of course. Now that you are the queen, which should we speak into existence next? An appearance on Doctor Who or a star turn in Six the Musical? What's next?
Oh my goodness. Why would you choose the two harder things? Would I rather be in Doctor Who or Six the Musical? I think I'd rather be in Doctor Who now they've got that Disney budget. Because I don't know if you've seen the trailers for the new season.
Of course I
but I'm
have.
Like, yeah, like, what is this budget that they've been given? Thank you, Disney, for slaying the house down boots. I think I'd rather be in Doctor Who because I feel like with the profile that you would gain from Doctor Who, I could then just be like, and now I'm in Sixth Musical.
There it is.
Because I'm just going to ask them and they'd be like, yeah, sure.
And then, of course,
so,
after that, an appearance on Strictly.
Oh, well, after my iconic quick step, I think I'm clearly destined for a Strictly Come Dancing win. To be fair, if I wasn't Strictly, I'd work extremely hard just to prove to everyone that I'm able to move without looking like an ironing board.
Now, when someone wins the Super Bowl here in America, there's always a commercial where the Super Bowl MVP is asked, "You've just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do now?" And their answer is, "I'm going to Disney World." So I'm going to ask you a similar question. You've just won Drag Race UK versus the world. What are you going to do now, Tia Coffee?
I'm going to bed, honestly. I'm very tired, young man. Need a little nap. No, it's been an absolute whirlwind, like, after winning and sort of, like, feeling very overwhelmed, but also very excited to have all of the love and appreciation from people. But I hope people take from this what I intended, which is if you put your mind to it and work hard, you can achieve what you want to achieve. Yeah.
I love that. Well, thank
so
you.
So windy.
It is.
Did
I can
see
how windy it is.
Oh my God. I need to get inside.
Well, Tia, thank you so much for chatting. Congratulations. And I hope to see you in person soon.
Well, you'll be at DragCon soon.
I will.
So I will see you there, as we do every DragCon.
Absolutely. The biggest thanks to Tia Coffee for coming on. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review while you're there. And don't forget to visit buymeacoffee.com/blocktalk to show support for the pod. If you have any questions or comments, drop me a DM. Like, listen, love. Until next time, I'm Michael Block, and that was Block Talk.